Okay, so everybody's here, I think.
Yesterday, we talked about how to do the preliminary duties for the recitation. When monks assemble inside the opposite hall to make the ceremony of reciting the Patimokkha, so before that, they have to clean the place, sweep and prepare the seats, bring water, and all these things. Now, today we are going to explain this. So now these things you can find in this book here, page 8.
这本书在那个英文版的那个纪律考试大纲第八页。
是表几？
表五，中文版第四页。
It says table 5, 9 duties to be done before the oppositor.
就是比如中文，比如五波萨他现在就容易。
There is another file also, which now I can see. This is already translated. This PDF is called My Microsoft Word. How the monk has to ask questions and the other monk has to reply and then so forth. This whole the things is there. I don't think it is in Chinese version. It's not there, no?
You mean the Chinese version, the Vinayan notes or something? Or the Gangkha Vitarini?
The whole procedure and so how to ask questions, how to reply.
I think maybe Gangkha Vitarini is that. This is from Gangkha Vitarini, isn't it?
No, it is actually, yes, some parts are, but some parts are actually the question and answer. No?
Uh-huh.
There are two monks, like we do
Vosata. Yes.
One monk asks, the other monk replies.
Mm-hmm.
So now this dialogue, it is given here, the way we do it in the Vosata day.
So
now this is not being translated in Chinese, no?
But this is actually it is from Vinayapitaka, isn't it? It is from Vinayapitaka.
Yeah, Vinayapitaka. But I guess because the Buddha told how the two monks have to ask, no, ask God. But
Mahavaka
I want to explain them. I explain them how the procedure goes on.
Mm-hmm.
It is not just some monks sweep and finish it, because this has to be checked. Mm-hmm. Other monks have to check. Did these duties take place or not?
I think the Chinese translation, maybe there are, maybe in Yu Mahinda's book or in the full translation of Mahavagapati or something like that.
Mahinda's book,
Or maybe Mahavagapati, the Chinese translation of that.
Now you don't know, you see, when we channel, there are two monks, you don't know. Sunadome Bandi Sango, Yati Sanga Sepata Kalan, Ahan, Asmantan, Pikun, Vinaya Bucheya, all monks says.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So these things are not in the Vinaya notebook.
Yes. So
this is just a list there.
So are you going to explain this in detail?
If you have this file, okay. Otherwise, I have to explain according to this.
Okay, I think
this
it's better.
Is standard of what dialogue which takes place between two monks.
Mm-hmm.
That's called
I think it's better to search for the Chinese translation before you explain that in detail, because otherwise they have no reference.
Yes, I'm asking if there is any such translation.
I think it may be there, but it may take a few minutes to search it. It is actually Bhikkhupati Mokkhani Nidana Katha, ne?
Okay. Tell me, is he in the next? Is Pupakarna Bukhiche Kichano there?
Sorry, this. Let me see.
This key is only the Pati Mokkhani solution.
Yes, it is. I'm just going to find this. So there's no table of contents, that's the problem, right? I wish I'd found it. First try to find the table of contents. Seems no table of contents. Because only by translation they have memorized these things. I mean, but if they have a
text, if they have it, is okay. But what else to do?
Yours.
Oh,
不是，但他那个要具体做出来没有？啊，做出来了，有。具体就是他这个区分率有点做出来。啊，区分率做出来了。巴黎鱼对吗？对，巴黎鱼啊，最后一个汉语，我看一下。So this is the thing. So this is the thing.
This is actually according to the Thai tradition. This is the thing. Because they don't ask, no, this is not the dialogue, it's not there. They just the same list. We have here, it's actually the same list.
He said even dialogue is there.
Dialogue?
Yeah.
Yes. I knew there is somebody translate these things. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, this is translated by whom? This is according to the way we do it here.
So I think this is translated by you, Mahinda.
Mahinda, no? Mm-hmm. Yes. I seen some years ago they've done it. Okay, this is one.
Okay, I have to inform the page for the other months. What are the pages?
Okay.
Let me check the page. 大家翻开那个马新，就是马新的尊者那个比库巴蒂摩卡的第六十二页，然后那个六十三页是巴利文，然后六十三页是中文。六十二、六十三页比库巴蒂摩卡。你先看他的那个。Okay, I also have this.
What do you mean? He's new one.
Oh, he, John,
today I know that
Vinaya
has
come to know. You came to know today only. Yeah. So what is your name?
My name is
Chittaguna.
Chittaguna. He touches his heart. Chittaguna.
But it's not Chittaguna, that's Hare.
Yes, but in Thai they translated it's called heart. Thai tradition. Okay. Okay, I would remember Chittaguna. Heart monk.
Okay, but then you can explain the problem.
So then, Vigodapino put in his list, no?
Actually, he didn't explain this thing in detail in his class.
No, I mean, with Chittaguna.
He's a Upasampana monk already. He's a four-us monk.
Ah, right, I was thinking.
He just wants to review the
seal. Remember,
Yama. Just Navaka Bhikkhu.
Huh?
Navaka Bhikkhu.
Navaka. Not Navaka. Navaka.
Navaka Bhikkhu.
So, where did you get your Upasamada?
For me.
Where? Which place?
Well, some.
I tell you, there's 21 in the Dharma.
In Yunnan province, in China.
So, Yumahinda Spencer, Yumahinda Center? Yes. He got it in there.
In the Chinese Center?
Yes.
Chinese Theravada Center?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Okay, now we can go first to the list, no? This Vinaya notes of exam.
Okay.
We'll go there.
So page 8.
This is the list. We have to go through the list.
Okay.
And then I will explain you according to this interrogation, the dialogue.
Uh-huh.
How it is done.
Oh, just John, I just want to open the Chinese Test Exam, the Chinese version, the English version is page 8, no?
Yes, page 8.
English version, but just open the Chinese Test Exam, the Chinese version, or the English version.
So then, now, as I told you, before the monks start to recite the Patimokkha, there are certain duties to be done. So they are all together 9 duties they have to perform, to carry on, so before they start the recitation of the Patimokkha. So then, these are called preliminary duties or preliminary tasks. In Pali, it's called pupakarana. They have this. You can read in the text, no? This pupakarana.
But just now you said 9. Then it includes pupakichana. So.
Huh?
Just now you said 9. Then it includes pupakichana. So you said 9. You did say 5.
No, they are called preliminary duties. Preliminary task. Then I always, this is pupakarana.
Pupakarana is
then
duties.
Pupakichana
is task. Which one is duty and which one is task?
Yes, again, task. Sometimes they translate course. Course means like to sweep, to clean, and so forth. This is more course. It's called, what is it in English? C-H-O-R-E.
C-H-O-R-E, course. Okay.
Course. So then, it's a small, let's call tasks, no? You have to do like sweeping, cleaning, like that. So this pupakarana, they translate. Pupakarana is preliminary function.
Functions.
Okay. And then there is called also the Patakala. Patakala is the proper time. The threshold ready time, but it's not ready. It's called Patakala, is proper time.
Proper time
to carry on the Uposatha. Now, for example, there must be time is about for the Uposatha day, because we have to take the time. So then, and then all monks arrived yeah, in time there. So and so forth, there is a proper time. All together, duties, nine duties. Now, Upakarana about how many? Four.
Upakarana, five.
Five or like that. And the others are? How many? Okay, Upakarana is called five and the others are four. Upakicha. And the requirements of Uposatha, Patta, Kala, proper time is as called. They have all together. Okay, there are four requirements for the proper time.
John 供水、摆好座位，这些是劳务性的工作，但是下面呢是一些就是像其他的四种的，比如说疫情紧急的签到这些，它是这个圣诞节应该满的功能性的一些要求，比如说像疫情，这四项以前面的那个内务什么的性质上有些不一样，比如说季节签到等等。
If you go on this preliminary tasks, or let me say, the course. So the first is samajani. Samajani is sweeping. The second is padipo. It is to light lamps or like any lights, electric lights. So then, because now we are on the opposite hall, we are actually in a house like that. So therefore, now we have to sweep first. And after light the lights, it's dark, so monk can't see, move around, we have to have some light. So, except if there is sunlight there, already there, we don't need to put in lights. Sunlight.
If sunlight already there, then no need other lights.
No light. So, uddakan means to bring water, it's called for washing the feet outside the opposite hall, and also water for drinking inside the hall.
OK，所以张老先生就是挨个问人写，这个计算里边的巴黎词，他说第一个词，萨曼扎尼，这个是那个扫帚的意思。然后他这个地方意思是说是扫地。他说这里边第一个意思做的衣服是扫地。然后下面那个第二个词，帕迪普，这个意思是那个灯的意思。他说现这个灯呢，其实也包括现在用的这些电灯，不一定非要用那个油灯，只要有能发出灯光能用都算。 他说而且他说只要日光足够强的时候，不用再额外点灯也可以。然后第三条是那个我的下面那个车是河的意思，然后所以这个是水，我就不翻译。然后下面一个词我的坑，这个词是那个屎的意思。他说这个张老师这个地方屎包括两种，一种是饮用水，一种是洗脚水，就是那个洗脚水是放在门外面，然后在进来之前洗脚的那个，还有就是饮用水要准备好。
是这样的，我山有些僧团，比如说像东胜村的僧团，他们认为这个电缆线是像那个境内界外的连接物，所以他们认为是电缆是不能够使用的。我想问一下张老师，就是这个说法跟我们这个是不是一样？所以，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个
Umangal, Umangal.
Yes, Umangal, Umangal. So he, in his centers that, electric light cannot be used on opposite day because they consider this.
Electric light
cannot be used on opposite day because they consider the electric line they consider this electric line as a kind of connection. In and outside the boundary. So because of this, the boundary will get connected with the external fields. Because of this, they think that it is not proper to use electric light on the opposite day. What is your opinion on that?
So now, usually, Yes, if they are the wires, the wires, they are actually on the joint, it's called the opposite hole with it's called, and they go to join to another building or any other it's called source, which is beyond the opposite hole. This is not allowable. But some monks, they found a trick, basically, how to do so. So then, it's called, either disconnected completely the wires. There is no electricity inside the hole. Or they put the wires under the earth.
Under the earth?
Under the earth.
But then, even under the earth, it's still connected.
Yeah, this is controversial. This is controversial.
It's controversial, okay.
So then, I also mentioned with Aradham about this point. So because, now, the commentary tells, use the word patavikata. Patavikata, it's called anything which has gone under the earth, which under the earth.
Gata, no?
Patavikata.
Gata, okay, okay.
Patavikata.
Anything under the earth, okay.
It's called under the earth. Okay. It is, does not interfere with the opposite ceremony.
It does not?
Does not interfere. Does not interfere okay. with the opposite ceremony.
Okay, okay.
And examples are, for example, roots of trees. Okay? Now, this there is a tree close to the opposite hole, very tall tree. Now, the branches do not touch the opposite hole. It does not come within the boundary of the opposite hole. But the roots, so the roots can go very deep inside and so on, under the hole.
Yes.
So therefore now the commandant tells, that does not interfere with the Vinayakam.
Okay.
So, of course now, and I told Aradama about this point, that can be accepted. But what about the wires? The wires, they go under the earth. They don't stay under the earth. They come up from the earth inside the hole. So then, and then this can actually, and this electricity, they carry electricity from the village. And we use electricity connected to the village. So I mentioned this point to him. So then, and he did not reply in a very negative or positive way. He just tried to avoid this issue. So, so therefore, and according to that, of course, now it is usually. Some monks, they try to find some loopholes. Loopholes, they can't do that. So then, another thing I also mentioned, now for example, if the root of a tree, okay, goes under the earth, but it pops up from the earth inside the water hole, okay, is that acceptable? So then, and he smiled, he did not want to reply. So then, this is actually now, but I asked another Vinaya teacher in this organization. He completely rejected.
Either it is wire.
Rejected the fact that we should put wires under the earth, which come up inside the hole and then have electricity inside. Completely rejected. He already told me this is how now things change completely. Formerly we have the Sima. Very clean place, not connected with anything. It's called. We try to make the Sima very special place where we don't have any connection with the other boundary. Because it is the Sima is within the opposite is within the Sima with the boundary. So this boundary should be completely pure in any aspect. It's called without any connection with other boundaries. Otherwise, it can interfere with the Vinayaka. And he gave me a good example with a boundary we have made in Mitrigal Dharmayada. Those days we make it so clean, he told me. We made so much effort to keep it clean. But now other monks now they try to corrupt even that, you know.
In which way they are going to corrupt it? In which way they are going to corrupt it?
What?
In which way they are going to corrupt that place?
Corrupt means now, you see, they don't do it properly. Now, for example, they try to put concrete, for example.
Concrete.
Concrete, which is comes from the other pavements, or the pavements. Mm-hmm. Concrete, which is connected with the concrete of the boundary. So, in order for one to pass, no, easily and so forth, without wearing slippers like that. Very concrete like that, a concrete path. So, he has seen such things been done, and he told me some examples like that, so then it's not correct to do like that. Because we have to keep this this area of the sima, of the boundary, very, very clean and so forth, without any connection with that.
Okay. So, therefore, in our tradition, it is rejected about this electric wire thing.
What tradition?
In our tradition, Sri Kalyani Yoga Swami.
No, it is not rejected, because now, you see, now this sima here, this sima, actually, we use fans, we use everything electricity. From where this electricity comes? They put it under there. So, Paoksayado, as far as I know, Paoksayado, once he came to know in a new place they built, they make a boundary, they put the wires under there. And then Khun Paoksayado came in, he saw electricity inside. And he asked, how do we get this electricity inside the sima? And the boundary, they told me that it's under there. And he told them, complete remove all everything. So then they have to dig, dig down the earth and remove all these wires. So then...
I will explain.
But the confusion comes because they take loopholes from the commentary, Patavikata.
张老师，这个问题是这个很有争议的问题。然后他说，他说现在他说那个就是关于关于这个你说的电线合不合法的问题，他们现在这个他们现在有人为了避免这个问题，有两种解决方案。一种是干脆把这电线切开，就是这个那个天线就是不让电线连上去。再有一种现在比较通行的做法就是他们把那个电线从地下砍过来，地下砍过来供供上去。他说，然后他说这种说法依据在哪里？他是在一个艺术里边，就是曾经有这么说法，就是说这个。 对，你跟外面的某个东西，就是你跟界坛那个这个界堂，跟外面的某个东西，如果是从地下连过来的话，就没问题。然后地艺术里边举个例子，比方说一棵树，那他说那个，比方说你跟外面有一棵树的话，这个树枝它是没有碰到界坛的，但是它那个树根是完全可能它是可以通过那个在地下可以已经深入到界坛地下了。他说这是艺术里边指的这种情况。 但是艺术其实并没有说，比方说这个树根，它这个根是在长出一个树来，从界坛里面在冒出一个树，这种这种意思是，它艺术里边并没有这么讲，因为电线情况来讲，它电线不仅仅是要地下，它又从那个界坛里边穿出来，所以说他自己曾经就是希腊三长老他自己从这个从去就这个问题请教过上万三长老，当时上万三长老也给出明确答复，然后他就问了这派另外一个那个教界律长，然后那个教界律长就明确的否定了这种做法。 而这种做法，反正，但是目前至少那个在这派当中，甚至包括龙树那个这个问题，其实他们并没有回避的。你像我们这台有电灯、有风扇，然后其实他实际上是那个电线还是从地下过来的，是这样。但是他说帕奥西亚多是其实是拒绝这个做法。他说帕奥西亚多在每天的时候看一个看见一个新电线接堂，然后看里边有两个，然后帕奥西亚多去问就说这个你们是怎么不接堂里边弄上电？ 然后在那个有人说在那个在地下挖电线，帕奥西亚多就是把这电线全部拔了，然后他们最后不得不那个就是在地下挖把那个电线全部挖出来，然后处理好了，就这样。
I heard that in one of the case in Mahathera, went to Pasiado's temple, and then his Pasiado's all cancelled.
Is Basel cancelled? Because the sima.
And the place, the sima, he received his full ordination as a novice monk, has electricity wire connected underground. So he went to the Alciato's temple, and they cancelled his Vasa, and they count the Vasa as a zero, ask him to start as a novice monk. So,
because his ordination was not
considered valid,
not accepted.
Yes, because of the electricity wire.
That monk has been ordained inside a boundary, there is a Adisena which has electricity under the earth.
Yes, yes.
That's why his ordination was not accepted as valid by the Pauk monks. We mean this. This is what happened.
He is not a Pauk monk. He's outside.
Yes, but
he went to the Pauk monks.
But Pauk Sayadaw did not accept his ordination.
No.
Okay.
So he has to start from zero. So my question is, if he leaves Pauk Sayadaw's monastery and come here, would we accept his ordination as a valid?
I don't know, because now here usually ordination are not given these land seamers. They are given water seamers.
Yes.
And water seamen, I don't know who is this monk, it is the organization who got ordination. Because now regarding ordinations, the ordinations in this organization takes place in water. No connection with lands. Mm-hmm. Therefore in that way you have no electricity, no nothing like that. But they have a generator.
Generator
inside the house, there is a house inside, surrounded by lake, by a river.
Oh.
Okay. Inside they have a generator. It's called, this generator can produce electricity, only electricity, no fans, nothing, because it's just a small light can produce for a whole night to have light. Mm-hmm. But this generator is not connected with lamps. Therefore now, here in this organization are very particular about when, especially about the Upasampada ceremony, high ordination ceremony. No connection with land, nothing like that. So then, I don't know who is this monk from this organization who took ordination on a land boundary and which was connected with wire underneath. I don't know.
Yeah,
usually it's not done. Here it is not done. We never keep ordinations like that. It is only water sima in the river.
In our traditions, but may not be true in other traditions. They could do it on land.
But I don't know if that monk was a Galduvi monk. Galduvi monk.
No.
It was not Galduvi monk.
No.
Ah, okay.
So
therefore now, yes, can be. Can be. Yeah, of course, the same. They never do ordinations, as called, on land. They do it in water sima. To make sure that no connection with land. So therefore, but now regarding these other simas, for example, this sima here, it is for the posatan. They make for just for the posatan. They think, oh, just never mind. They will put wires underneath. They will do it. But it is not a posatan. There is also parivasa, manata, abhana. Abhana, this is also, Migodabani, he gives abhana in the sima, this big sima also. New sima, which is also with wire asandani. Therefore now, are these abhana kamas, vinaya kamas, valid or not valid? That is also a question. So, but they don't think. I spoke with Naradama about this matter and he just smiles, he does not know how to reply and I just ignore it. So what to do? I can't press these things now. So, but there was another monk who is Vinita, his name. Vinita is called also very close to Aradama. Very close to Aradama. So, like Janananda, who is now the president of the school, he is also very close to Vinita. Mm-hmm. So then I asked him, because he was for many years a Vinaya teacher, and he does not accept to put wires under there. He doesn't accept.
Even for
Posada? For Posada, everything. Sima should be clean. Any land sima should be clean. No connection with it. So even wires under the earth, he doesn't accept it. Need to put concrete around and so forth, which is connected with external concrete from earth. Or bricks, which the bricks connect. Now there is bricks now for pavement. Pavement. One pavement of the boundary connects with another pavement, which is outside the boundary. He doesn't accept. That is correct. So, therefore now, he insists that we have to maintain this as a very pure place. I call just we come together just for 1 hour to make little posada. And this 1 hour should be very pure hour. So, no, we must not have any, little doubt whether our Vinaya Karma is correct or not. So then, but when Aradama, he just smiled, he didn't know what
他说那个达上法师，他说那个就是他跑到那个跨海峡都这么近，然后那个跨海峡都那个就不不不在瓦萨全部砍掉了，就是说不就不承认他比不承认。他说那个，然后那个这个法师傅就问那个这个这个这个达上是不是这个就是我们这证性也没可能发生，我们这个传承，那说他说那个达上说这个人肯定不是我们这个传承过去的，可能是斯里兰卡其他传承过去的。他说因为在这个传承的话，不可能发生这个情况，因为这个传承的那个达上仪式是在那个水上结坛完成的，水上结坛他们是不可能用电线电连过去的，然后他们在那个里边如果用电的话，他们在里边有发电机，他那个船里边有发电机。
所以说，他那个发电机当然也很小，就是一般只能点个灯。所以说不能那个问题。
不知道有电线穿过是什么意义？什么意义？
你那个介绍我后面会学到，那个介绍不能跟外面任何形式去有连接。就是说，中国跟斯里兰卡现在没有一个定论，能不能开灯？斯里兰卡能开。
中国不能开，是这样的，他讲法刚刚其实也说了，就是说目前来讲，就那个就达上这个干嘛来说，他们是肯定不会让你。达上不是，如果乌波萨汗的话，他们这边目前来讲好像是可以开的。
就我们可以在斯里兰卡，中国就是切掉了。
那他们现在在龙树林至少是可以。对。
那还这个饮用水啊？是每户都有还是只有？
So he's asking about the drinking water. So he said, is this drinking water distributed to every bhikkhu or only for the Mahatera or something?
Of course, we have only drinking water about 1 liter who put aside. In case someone during the ceremony he gets thirsty or he gets dizzy and so forth, for emergency case, not that we have to, every monk has to have his bottle close by and so forth.
他说一般来讲，他那个戒坛里边，当时他只有一升水放在那儿，然后大家有紧急情况，大家有渴或者有什么病的时候，这样去喝，不是说每个人都有这个东西。
It's like a jug, you put a jug like that, something like a bottle like that. If it's okay, 1 liter of mineral water like that, it's great, okay.
可是就一个小桶或者一个瓶子，装了大概一升矿泉水那样。
So. Now, the next is also about asana. Asana is about seats. Okay? That is the...
Asana那个词是座位的意思。他这里边用的工具，但是他那个词原型是asana。
Now here this there is some wrong translation there. It's called
These are
called the procedures to be done before the sangha have gathered.
Yes.
But the Pali is actually it is uposata setani pavakaran devuchit. If you translate the Pali, these are the procedures to be done on the uposata day. This uposata is the word uposata is not translated there. Anyway, now this is actually.
But this is the meaning itself is correct, no? Because the these things are actually done before the gathering.
But I guess you know, this is supposed to be translation. The word to posata is not put there.
So I think the thing is they want to make a distinction between this Pubakarana and Pubakicha, because the Pubakicha is actually done after the monks have already gathered. This one is before the gathering already done, no?
No, that is not the matter. You see, now it says, like you see, it translates samajani, it translates sweeping.
Yes, yes.
Padipo, it is like lamp. So it is called every word by word. Translation, okay? And this word by word translation. But then it changes. Uposata setani. Yeho uposata. Uposata, the word uposata does not come.
Yes, yes, actually, here uposata is, here also uposata is etani. There's no difference, but the translator, he wants to make a difference. I think that is the issue.
If it is word by word translation, paraphrases. This is what I mean.
Okay, okay.
This actually, the Pali says something different, he says something different.
But,
Because here it also says something different, not only here.
Okay, I'm telling you, these are not word by word translation.
Okay, okay. So I mean,
paraphrases.
Okay, I mean from. 那是那个张老刚刚跟大家解释，他这两个寄送关于这两个寄送的翻译，就是他那个比方说第一个寄送日扫帚与祭祀之一作为这些被称为不萨千工作，然后以与清净与季节宣告计算比丘人与与教解这些被称为不萨千义务，他说这个地方呢，其实这个寄送里边他并没有说哪个是在集会以前应该做，哪个是在那个集会以后，然后送戒之前应该做的。
Okay, now this is on the Posada day. What means Posada? We'll explain this. Mm-hmm. Explain because this is something we have to go through. But for the time being, we'll continue for the Pupakicca. Mm-hmm. This is preliminary function. Mm-hmm. It is before the function. It is okay. Now, functions are. If we start doing the ceremony, mm-hmm. we must make sure that all monks should be present. Mm-hmm. If some monks are absent mm-hmm. for. Let's see, because they're sick, mm-hmm. they should give their consent. Mm-hmm. So then, so therefore now, the first is about chanda. It is giving the consent, conveying consent. So therefore now, monks who are sick, they can't participate, they have to send their consent, mm-hmm. means their will, that they liking, that means consent means they liking, that they don't are they are not against as called the ceremony.
OK，嗯，这张老师呢，这个关于其实这个地方一个应该解释一下，我把刚才这个词句里含义，他说刚才他以后会解释，然后他说先我们开始讲这个那个送戒之前应该做的义务，就是不萨千义务，那四项义务。他说第一点要讲就是说，这个送戒的时候，原则上所有比丘都应该在场，如果有人缺席的话。 他应该派一个人给帮助自己禹浴，而这个寓就是这个寄送里边那个词掺的。然后他说这个地方寓的意思就表示说他实际上是愿意参加这个送戒的，然后他不是反对这个送戒，是因为某种原因他没能来而已。对。
So then, and the next thing, these sick monks should give or convey, it is the purity. Purity means.
Okay,
this parisuddhi, you know, this purity. So then purity means they have to make a confession to another monk and that they are free of offenses.
这个地方语清净的意思就是说，他需要告诉另外一个比丘，就是说他是清净的，他是无罪的。That
means confession means if they fall into any offenses, after making the confession, they get pure, they get the purity, and they have to tell now I am pure, I have no any more offenses. So then I am sending my purity also. So the other monks should know that monk has no offenses.
比方说这个不能参加比库，他实际上是有罪的话，那他应该先对他要那个与清净的这个比库忏罪，忏罪把罪忏清净之后，然后对这个比库去宣告说，我现在是清净的，无罪的，请代替我的清净，请僧团代替我的清净，然后这个代清净的这个比库他应该确认就是他确实是无罪的。
Now the reason is, as I told you yesterday, that Patimokkha recitation it is just to check one's own purity. Mm-hmm. So if one has committed an offences, should confess them, so and to become, to get rid of these offences, and become pure.
他说这样的原因，他说就是昨天其实也讲过，就是不那个送献这个仪式，就是保证大家的那个戒律上清净。所以说大家如果有什么罪的话，在这个之前一定要忏好，然后保证自己是清净。
Okay, then another function, it is to announce the season. Utukana. So therefore now, and about season is, we must know the time we carry on this ceremony. Maybe there is traffic. You have to either close the window or close the door.
Okay.
It's very cold. Now the season is important to know the time we carry on the supposedas. Otherwise, because we count, we starting counting the supposedas. Every season has about 8 supposedas. And we must know which supposeda day, this particular day is, we recite the Parimokkha. So,
他说下面这个季节宣告的意思就是说，在这个送节之前要向大众宣告是这个送节是在哪个季节做的。而这样做的原因是因为他们那个方便他们计算这个乌波萨他日期。他们这个乌波萨日期是把一年分为三个季节，然后每个季节里边有八个乌波萨他日，然后但是后面会去讲他们那个怎样计算这个乌波萨他日的方法，有15日乌波萨，14日乌波萨他日。
So the next is the number of months Bhikkhu Gana。
下面是那个比库人数，比库干的。
Therefore, we have to count how many monks are present.
我们需要计算一下，大概就是当时在场人有多少比库。
Therefore, when we make the supposed ceremony, there are tickets. Now, because there are many monks, so a convenient way it is.Just to put a ticket so that every monk who comes has to put a number in the box. Every ticket is a number. So as you put the number on the box, and after it is in the end, we can count what is the topmost number. So the family is called. According to that, we can count very easily to find the number of monks. But if a group of monks is small, we can count it by finger. We don't need to actually put this ticket system.
张老师，这个计数呢？说现在我们一般比较常用的方式就是那个数字签儿。比方说你那个一个比库到场之后，他先写一堆数字签儿，就一二三四五六七八。然后这个比库到场之后呢，他现在从那个地方拿一个数字签儿，然后扔到盒子里边。这样的话，他们比库全部到场之后，他们再看那个就是那盒子里边最上面最大那个数字号是多少，这样知道比库的人数了。比方说有八个人到了，最上面的数字就是八，然后。他说当然如果说比库人数少的时候，就是孙杰说比库人数少的时候，有时候他们也不用这个，就直接用手的手就可以了。
Okay, so the next is Ovada. It is a admonition or exhortation to the Bhikkhunis.
而这个 Ovada 这个词就是教诫的意思，而这个地方也只是教诫比库尼。
Now, the Buddha's time, there were Bhikkhuni Sangha, there was Bhikkhuni Sangha, for which the Buddha put certain rules for them. So then one of these rules was to go every opposite day and get ovada, means admonition or exhortation for monks. So therefore now here ovada is mentioned that one of the duties of a monk
of the monks was to give this kind of admonition to them. Mm-hmm. So, and here we have to know whether this admonition is be given or has not be given. Mm-hmm.
嗯，这这关于这个教训呢，这个来源是这样，因为在佛陀时代是个比库尼僧团，然后佛陀对比库尼僧团制定的戒律里边，其中有一条就是在每一个布萨日，比库尼僧团要派人那个向那个向比库僧团去求教训，所以说在这个比库布萨日里边有一项义务，就是说是否已经给予比库尼僧团教训。
So then now, of course, the bhikkhunis are not present in the Theravada tradition. Although some they try to smuggle them into the sasana. So then, therefore now, the monk who replies, he says that because there are no bhikkhunis now, there is no any admonition.
Mm-hmm. There is no commission.
Because there are no bhikkhunis now, there is no admonition for them.
Admonition, okay. 然后是，然后因为现在在上座部传统里面，这个比库尼僧团已经不存在了，所以说呢，所以说到时这个当时那个这个问答就是那个，对那个回答那个人对这个问题的回答就是说，现在比库尼已经不存在，就是因为那个问的人会问，已经给比库尼教解了吗？然后回答人说比库尼已经不存在。So
these are called, preliminary task or function. For the opposite day.
刚才说的思想，预先宣告三比丘人数和教戒这些被称为菩萨前的义务。Therefore,
and this can be done as well. Also, all these things to be done before the recitation of the Patimokkha.
这思想义务也必须是在宣读正式开始僧戒之前完成。So
the next it is requirements. Requirements. For the opposite ceremony, this is called the proper time. We have to check the proper time. So then,
下面先讲是五波三三日一个要求，也就是一些必要条件。然后这里边的第一条就是适当的时间，五波三三日。
It's called Patakala. Patakala is called. Then the first is we have to check the opposite day. Now there are three. Opposite days. Three kinds of opposite days.
我说第一条，我们是看这个是不是不是不萨日，然后这个不萨日它是分为三种。
So the first is, one of them it is the opposite day which falls on the 15th day of the month, or of the lunar month.
他说第一种菩萨日是在那个每个阴历月的十五日，就不是每个月，阴历月的十五日所举行的菩萨，这种菩萨日称为十五日菩萨日。So
there is another one who falls on the 14th day of the lunar month.
还有一种是那个在阴历月十四日举行的菩萨，称为十四日菩萨日。So
and there is another one who is called Samagya Upasata. Which is a very, very exceptional case where monks come into quarrels and then after they want to tell now enough with these quarrels, we should not quarrel anymore, they make a concord, an agreement, and then they can carry this opposite. On the day they decide, we are in agreement now, we should not quarrel anymore. And then they come and recite them that very day they do that. There is no particular day for that. It's called Samadhyo Posada, which is for the concord of the Sangha.
还有一种菩萨日称为和和日菩萨，它是指这样僧团里边发生了争论，然后在争论最后这个僧团里边争论各派最后决定那个和，大家达成一个协议，不要再对这个争论实际上再继续争论下去。 那么在他们达成量解达成协议这一天，他们就可以举行五波萨塔。而这个和合日五波萨塔并没有特定日期，不一定非要是哪个月第几号，这样，只要是达成协议那天就可以。
那个和合日举行后，五波萨塔日后，往后15天再继续行的，还是怎么算的？
So he is asking, so for example, if Samagi Upasatha is already there. So the next is it necessary that the next Upasatha has to be 14 days or 15 days after that?
Yes, that is the regular Upasatha. Regular Upasatha, 14, 15 is the regular. Irregular, it is Samagi Upasatha. Uh-huh. The purpose of that Upasatha is just to make a declaration that we are now in concord. After that declaration takes place, then if the following day is the 14 or 15, all monks have to go and make the regular Upasatha.
Again.
Okay. Again.
Okay. 他说这个和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和
Uposatha, because it's a big topic, mm-hmm. what means Uposatha, and there is a story behind how the Buddha allowed monks to go and make this, recite the Patimokkha on Uposatha days. So, now we explain this briefly for the time being, no? Mm-hmm. So the next is the proper time. We have to see whether the monks who arrived are entitled for the Vinayaka.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Yes, this is not regular monks. Should be regular monks.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean he's Dutch better. You don't need to, yes, you save it for to go back to your Hokkuting. Well, you get short of light. So, did you explain that?
Yes, just now.
Now, these bhikkhus, there are some bhikkhus who can be suspended. Mm-hmm. Suspended because they commit a serious offense. And the Sangha give them okepaniya karma, suspension. Uh-huh. And they become irregular.
This
suspended because they can't participate in the Uposatha ceremony.
He is asking what kind of bhikkhus are going to be suspended. Are there offenses more than Turacharya? He is asking. Are there offenses more serious than Turacharya?
It is not the offense they committed, but it is they don't. There are bhikkhus, for example, they don't accept the offense they committed. Uh-huh. If it is a small offense, like a dukkata, uh-huh. you tell them, and they don't accept that. Mm. They don't see it. Mm. They will argue, they will quarrel, mm-hmm. and they become stubborn. Uh-huh. So they don't want to confess that is an offense. Mm. Just a small offense, uh-huh. dukkata. Uh-huh. So, and they make trouble also. Uh-huh. They threaten other monks. Don't tell me about these things. So these are stubborn monks which the Sangha has to take a radical action, mm-hmm. to suspend them from regular
people. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He said, he's asking that if some bhikkhu has committed an offense which is more serious than Sangha Sikha, then he has to be expelled or something like that from the Vinayakam.
No. If he confesses, no, Sangha disease, who serious Sangha disease, no, actually serious Sangha disease, the next is Parajika.
Yes.
He's a Parajika monk, of course he can't participate. Now, you see, he is completely not a monk at all. As called Bhutan, he is not entitled to participate in the Vinayakam. Automatically, he is not entitled. But other monks who are suspended, they are not Parajika monks now. They are temporarily suspended and they have to, it's like a punishment. It's like a punishment for them.
So those monks who have already committed Sangha disease is not considered as a suspended monk. That's actually his question.
No, they are not suspended monks. They can be suspended if they don't see the offense, for example. Okay, they have committed Sangha disease. The Sangha advises them that he has to observe Parivasa and Mata and so forth because they have committed Sangha disease. And they don't accept this fact. Okay, why I should do the layats? Why you tell me layats? He becomes stubborn. Okay, they try to play around or something like that. Therefore, the Sangha can suspend them from the regular status of acts. This is special Vinayakama, like Okepaniya Kama. It's called Okepaniya. So then, that is one case. So, that is other monks, for example, who corrupt families. Corrupt families, giving the gifts and so forth, they have to be expelled. Expelled from that territory. For example, it's called the Papajaniya Kama. To punish them completely from that area. So not to have any connection with lay people anymore. So that is also, they also can't participate in ceremony. They are not entitled to participate in the ceremony. They are not only suspended monks. They are monks who take Tajaniya Kama. These are special Vinaya Kamas. It has nothing to do with Sangha disease. But it has to do with even a small offense, which if the Sangha admonishes them, don't do that again, they continue to do it again. Like someone else, if you tell him don't kill ants, and he kills the ants again, then he has to actually expel him. So this is something similar. So then they lose the status of a regular monk, this one. So therefore, we don't have any particular offense. Why? Because maybe Sangha disease, it can be Pachitya, it can be Patidasaniya, it can be Dukkata, Dupasita, even Dupasita. You can suspend a monk because he does not see the offense. Although you advise him again and again, he will continue doing it.
So to expel a samana is Tajaniya Kama or Okepaniya Kama?
No, I give you just an example.
Oh, okay.
Punishment, it's like punishment.
Okay.
You can punish someone else.
And without Vinaya Kama?
For someone else, I'm telling you, it's like a punishment.
Okay.
For someone else.
Okay.
But this has to be done in an official way. This punishment for the big way has to be done in an official way.
Okay.
With a special Vinaya Kama to take place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how to suspend this monk?
Okay.
So then, it is more complicated than someone else, of course. But it's a punishment, like a danda.
Okay.
We call it.
Danda, okay.
So therefore, it is a punishment.
Dandakama
so,
only, okay.
Like Dandakama, we have Dandakama for Samanya, right?
Okay.
We have Dandakama for Bhikkhus also.
So that kind of expelling is just considered one kind of a Dandakama? It's not
It is like, because he does not comply with the rules, he breaks his rules again and again. So also he is admonished, he has no regard for the rules. It can be for Dukkata, for example. So, I don't want to give examples because maybe we have some big quarrel and so forth in the
And Vinaya Pitaka about how to, and on Vinaya teacher and another sutta teacher, they going to quarrel. Then Vinaya teacher suspended that sutta teacher. Just for a small matter, you think, but you can see actually how this sutta teacher was very, it's called inconsiderate. Inconsiderate. That's why Adimani, the Vinaya teacher was right to suspend him for that. Because the Buddha, according to the Vinaya standards, he had all the right to suspend him. Just for a small matter. But it is like the stubbornness, stubbornness of some monks who do not comply. And on the top of that, they have a big mouth also. They will tell bad things. Bad things about the monks who admonish them. So, these are actually exception cases. And now, these monks can't participate in the ceremonies because they are suspended. Whether they take Papajaniya Kama, or Kepaniya Kama, Dajaniya Kama, Nisaya Kama, all these are special cases of monks. Sanghadis is, of course, they are Parivasa monks. Parivasa monks can participate. Yes.
Okay. Manah monks also can
participate. Also can participate.
Okay. 张老师这个问题分两个问题，是第一个，你说这种所谓犯那个犯四三岁以上犯两种，一种已经是巴拉吉纳，那么那巴拉吉纳这种人根本就不称为在他们就不考虑出家人，所以说那当然是没有资格参加。然后说犯了四三岁的人，就是那不管你是那个还没有丘别墅，还是说那个还是说已经完成了别墅，还是说那个接近马拉达的人。 而你哪怕你正心别墅，你可以暂时暂时舍弃别墅，然后再那个重新受别墅也可以。然后他说这些人都是可以，都是可以参加的。然后这个地方说的被举罪的这些人呢，其并不在于你犯哪个罪，只要你犯的不是巴拉西嘎，其实然后你犯的那些是不管是那个三发地西萨还是恶作还是粗罪还是巴基利亚，你这些其实都一样。问题在于你是不是被举罪？问题在于你是别人指出你的罪之后，你见不见罪？你承不承认？你承不承认你有这个罪？ 然后你愿不愿意悔改，而不是说恶口相向，对于举出你的罪过人恶口相向。但是如果你不愿意悔改，恶口相向的话，那那那那僧团就可以对你进行这种刚刚说的去禀揭摩，不让你参加这种干嘛。还有除了他说这个除了去禀揭摩之外，你比方说还有一种特殊僧团，比方说僧团里边最后一条那个乌家，对于那个乌家呢，那个乌家，然后乌家它本身它就里那个那条僧团它本身就包括了就是你不从戒，就是乌家之后，然后你不从戒告的话，这个时候你犯了那个第十三条僧团，就是乌家罪，那这个时候僧团可以对你进行驱除揭摩。 驱除结膜和去禀结膜不一样，驱除结膜它直接把你驱除界外了，就是接近什么事情你都不能碰见。然后他说，这就比较像那个，对沙马尼亚来说，比方说沙马尼亚有类似的情况，但是沙马尼亚它不叫去禀结膜，驱除结膜，它只是它只是一只叫出一种惩罚。比方沙马尼亚，它比方说他喜欢沙蚂蚁，然后你反复跟他说不要沙蚂蚁，不要什么，他是他硬要沙蚂蚁，这种情况下你可以对方把他进行驱禀，但是这个不叫去禀结膜，就是对他一种惩罚，就不让不能把他驱除界外，这样。
那个界外是指戒堂之外是吗？
不是，他是指整个寺院这个戒，对对对，他是这儿指整个这个寺院戒。他说他说在那个律藏里边是有这样一个例子，就是一个律师和一个经石吵起来，在那个关于有部分起起争端，然后那个律师就举行了一个干嘛，把那个经石给把那个经石给去禀了，然后只是一个很小的一个，只是因为很小的一件事，然后最后在律藏里边就这件事裁定了，这个律师做法正确，因为他做这种去禀的理由是符合这个律藏。
然后就如果重新那个接受，啊，忠告，他也可以再回来，是吗？
So if the suspended monk changes his mind and is going to again becomes admonishable, then again he can be re-accepted by the sangha.
Yes, he has to actually approach the sangha and tell that I changed my mind. I will comply with what you are telling. I can see the offense I have fallen. I will confess it. Then, of course, the Sangha will conduct another ceremony. It's called Osarana.
Osarana.
Take him back to the regular monk.
他说这种情况，他这个被举罪的人，他应该主动去告那个去找僧团，然后跟僧团说，我现在那个戒罪了，忏罪，我改变我的心意。那这样的话，僧团可以给他举行一个复权干嘛？复权干嘛之后，他就重新变成新的。
什么干嘛？
复权干嘛？Osarana
Kama. Therefore, now we have to see Yavatika Chipikukamava Tamins.
how many monks are present who are entitled for Vinayakarma. Now, translation is different here. At least 4 monks are normal monks, regular monks, are present at Hatapas. Mm-hmm. Okay, yes, at least, but there should be normal, regular monks. Okay. Sabhagapati Yojana Vijandi, there are no monks with the same offenses. Mm-hmm. That is one, the proper time. If there are monks who have the same offense, of course, who can't carry on the ceremony, it's not the proper time.
张老师和隔壁说还有其他要求，他们必须要处在同一个监狱，而且那个彼此之间距离不能超过一臂。然后下面还有想那个还有另外一项要求，就是没有脱分罪，就是共同违反同一项罪。就这样，就是整个三团没有两个人是违反了同一项罪。
Okay, the next is Vajjanya Jibugla Dasminna Hondi. There are no persons within, as called the opposite hall, which had to be excluded. Mm-hmm. As called now, okay.
How does that go? The opposite hall, or just the one hatapas?
You know, as called yes, inside a hatapas.
Hatapas. Now, So he's asking for example the in the now in the dhanasara. So for example if the food and bhikkhu shelves are not given to samnir after lunch, then all the bhikkhus fall into a sabag apat like that.
So how if in the dhanasara means
in the dhanasara there's a shelf for milk powder. So for example if these things after lunch are not given to samnir, and someone didn't touch these things. So in such occasion, will all the bhikkhus fall into the same offense?
Someone did not touch?
Yes.
Everything is offered?
Yes, offered. Everything is offered. So, and the noon has passed, like this.
Noon has passed?
Yes, yes. That means it's already afternoon, and the food is still not accepted by the samana. It still belongs to the bhikkhu sangha. So in such case, the bhikkhu sangha fall into the same offense? Like this.
Now, usually monks they don't touch afternoon, but they can actually, if it is not offered, the monks they don't know. That is another example is if the food is not offered, mm-hmm. so and that monks they think it is offered, mm-hmm. and they go and take. Mm-hmm. All these monks who took, they fall into offense. Mm-hmm. They have the same offense, mm-hmm. and they can't participate in the ceremony if they don't get rid of this offense. Mm-hmm. So there are some cases like that which the whole sangha become an offense, like for example vikala bhojana or sanitikarakara, like historical food. Mm-hmm. So then the Buddha advised them they have to go in different monastery. One monk has to be sent in another monastery. Mm-hmm. So confess there with a pure monk, mm-hmm. come back, and then other monks have to confess under him. Mm.
So, but his question is like it is. So for example, the food and the bhikkhu shelf should be touched by samana after the lunch, no? That means before the noon passed, this milk powder has to be touched by samana.
It's not about touching. He should actually remove these things. Remove.
Here it is not remove. Here we only touch.
They touch?
Yes. The milk powder there. So after lunch, before the noon, so we have to send the samana to touch all these things. So he's asking if it's not touched, then is it true that for the whole bhikkhu sangha get the same offense?
So now you see, now this is a little bit complicated matter because intention is important, okay? Uh-huh. Intention is important to become a stored up food, mm-hmm. for monks. Mm-hmm. Now many monks, they have no intention to store up food, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. Because they know there are someone else around, uh-huh. they just completely give up the idea to receive this food. In the afternoon to receive it in the morning following day, because
it might not be available. Mm-hmm. That's called, what you have in the bottle today, tomorrow might not, nothing there, empty. Mm-hmm. You go in the morning, the bottle is empty. Mm-hmm. You have no control. Now, many monks, they have no control over these things. Mm-hmm. So then, therefore, mentally, mm-hmm. they even need to think, don't even think, I will receive the same bottle tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So, most of the monks, mm-hmm. okay. Mm-hmm. So therefore, whether the samaneras touch it, mm-hmm. whether the samaneras remove it, mm-hmm. or they leave it in the same place without touching, mm-hmm. most of the monks, the intention is, they completely give up the idea that they will find the same bottle tomorrow there, mm-hmm. in the same place like that. Mm-hmm. So therefore, intention is the one factor mm-hmm. for us to consider whether the monk has fallen into offense, mm-hmm. or that he has not fallen into offense of storing up food. Mm-hmm. So therefore now, because we can't read the minds of monks, mm-hmm. so we usually tell the samaneras, touching, of course, that is also a little controversial, because if the samanera touches it, mm-hmm. nothing will change. Okay.
Position.
He has to move it. Okay. Oh. Once it's moved, uh-huh. because if I get this offered, for example, mm-hmm. and myself I put in this position, mm-hmm. it's still offered. Uh-huh. Even samanera touches like that, the offering doesn't break.
No. Here it is not considered like that. No, if someone touched, then immediately has to be reoffered.
That's completely wrong. According to the Vinaya, mm-hmm. we actually someone even if he opens this, mm-hmm. okay, this is nothing, no food, mm-hmm. and there is he takes one biscuit from inside, according to the commentaries, mm-hmm. and he puts this inside like that without moving the other biscuits. Mm-hmm. He takes only one biscuit, mm-hmm. so then he puts it like that. It's still offered, okay. according to the commentaries.
Okay.
All right. Therefore, but if he opens like that, takes one biscuit and he moves the other biscuits, so then the offering breaks.
Okay.
Therefore, now the what's called the what is offered if the samanera moves it a little bit from its place, even like that, mm-hmm. the offering breaks.
Okay.
If he does not move it at all, it just touches from this. Then it's the same, the offering doesn't break, according to the commentaries.
Okay.
It's not about touching, about removing it from its place.
Okay.
So then, therefore now, I don't know what they're doing here, but let's say that it touches now. Mm-hmm. I mean, most of the monks, mm-hmm. they take milk powder in the morning. Mm-hmm. If they arrive in the noon, they can't expect to find the same milk powder there, because they know so many consume it. Mm-hmm. It's nothing certain that you can find the same bottle there, mm-hmm. or in the same place, mm-hmm. because everything shifts around. Mm-hmm. So, and many monks, they don't even dream, I will find the same bottle. Even when they sleep in the night, I will get the same bottle tomorrow, they don't even dream, mm-hmm. let alone to have intention to get it.
Okay.
So, whether someone touches or not, they completely are going to, they are, don't fall into offense.
Uh-huh.
Don't fall, because intention is not, I will get the same bottle tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So then, because these things shift, another man might take it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I took it this milk powder today, mm-hmm. I put it here, mm-hmm. and then another people comes and put it somewhere there. Mm-hmm. Another people there. So then you can't find the same place. Maybe it's going to another place. You can't find the same.
Mm-hmm.
So then intention is, if you already take the same food
mm-hmm.
and put it in a corner, you want to preserve for yourself. Okay. Okay, and you try to hide from others. Tell other samaneras, don't touch, and all these things. So then you store it up. Intentionally, you store it up. But most of the bhikkhus don't do like that.
Okay.
If there is somebody who can tell me, I can find out. But therefore now, you mentally relinquish. If you mentally relinquish the food, so then don't have the intention to get it tomorrow again. So you don't fall into offense. It's not storing up. Because this has to do with intention, therefore I can't give any decision now mm-hmm. whether samanera touches or not, all the monks fall into offense.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on the physical aspect, it's the mental aspect of the monks also.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, this is not a good example mm-hmm. for the same offense.
Okay.
There are other examples which monks can fall into same offense.
For example,
but this is not a good example.
Yes, in the morning touching unoffered food, the food is unoffered, but all the monks don't know like that. Like you said just now.
Yes, that example is good.
Okay. 他说那个，他说像同分罪呢，像你举的这个例子，并不是一个很好的例子。他说他跟，因为你这个例子其实很复杂。他说他先给你举个简单的例子，什么叫同分罪？比方说你那个早晨那个桌上食物没有手受，但是没有人知道他没有手受，所有人认为他手受了。那这种情况，然后大家都去拿那个食物，那这个时候在大家就全部都犯同分罪，因为你拿没有手受这个食物这件事情，他是不看你动机的，就只要你实际上拿了没手受食物，这个都犯。那这种情况下犯了同分罪，那个在佛陀给予的建议是，这种情况下犯了同分罪，僧团因为僧团全部是犯了同分罪，所以要派一个人去另外一个寺庙忏罪，忏清净之后再回来，这样的话就这样的话再讲没有同分罪。
我也知道这个同。
然后您等会儿，我先听我说吧。他这个解释比较长。他刚他那，然后你刚问那个问题，就是说，比方说那个中午吃完，中午吃完之后，然后在那个地方，那个他如果没上半年没有碰的话会怎样？他说这个情况，他说因为储存食物这条界是要看动机的，就是你需要有储存食物动机才真正算储存食物。那如果这样的话，你比方说因为现在的情况是很多人都从农家拿食物，所以说你今天在这看有一份奶粉，你第二天早上再看很可能已经没了。或者说已经根本就不在同一个地方了，所以说这个时候呢，哪怕你如果说对于一个比库来说，你根本回去以后根本没有想这件事的话，他其实他并不犯这个罪。然后哪怕说这个比库他回去之后他今天喝了奶粉，他明天还想喝奶粉，但是他想的奶粉其实他并没有想我还要喝同一瓶奶粉，这其实也并不犯，因为他其实并没有储存东西。但是有一种情况，比方说你特意比方说把它放到这个奶粉放到这个架子上，一个别人看不见的角落里边，然后就这东西就是我把它藏起来，告诉上面别碰了这个不要碰这个东西。那这样的话就算储存食物。对。
大哥，我想问一下，就是你说那个就是早上那个犯同罪那个，他是那个这个僧团，就是犯罪的人是指整个僧团呀，还指下山在此吃？用早餐的这一部分，
用早餐的这一部分人，你碰了那个食物的算。
啊。
So now same offenses. In the Buddha's time also there was a case when monks fall into the same offense, like for example.Vikala bhojana, eating the wrong time, because they had the perception that it's still time. Oh, the sun is still on the sky and so on, because there are clouds or like that. They could not see the sun. So then, they thought it's still time to eat, but they after discovered it's not the time passed. They found the whole offenses. Then the Buddha gave the instructions for them to send one monk to another monastery. Or find any other monk who is not falling to Vikala Bhojana. So then, and confessed his own offense to the other monk, become pure himself, and come back to his own monastery, and the other monks can confess after that. So, and then, in that case, after they become pure, they can carry out the posa. But there is another alternative also. If they can't find another monk, what's called, who is pure,It's difficult to find. So they should not make an obstacle for the opposite of the Buddha tells. They can carry the opposite under the determination that as soon as you will find another monk who is pure, to confess his offense.
Okay?
They can, it's not necessary to skip the opposite ceremony.
他说那个在佛陀时代呢，就是同分罪还有一个例子，比方说那个非是时日界，因为佛陀时代他那个比库是没有钟的，他们是靠看太阳来的，决定是不是过午。那你看太阳的话，那有的时候太阳会被云遮住，所以说他们可能是犯了这个非是时之后才发现，原来我们当时吃的时候已经过午了。那这个时候可能整个僧团犯了非是时罪。那这个时候就像刚才说的，那个僧团里边派一个人去另外一个寺院找一个没有犯非是时的人忏罪，这个人忏清净之后，然后大家一次来忏。然后，他说这是一种做法。然后还有一种做法，比方说你很难找到另外一个寺院那样没有办法认识人，或者那个寺院离得很远，就是你像刚才的方法比较困难的话，还有另外一种做法，就是但是因为他说佛陀说，即使在这种情况下，也不应该是那个跳过无菩萨塔，就是说也不应该不举行无菩萨塔，还是应该举行。他说这种情况下，无菩萨塔要举行的话，大家是首先做一个决，所有人必须做一个决议，就是说如果我们能遇到一个就是没有犯同分罪的这个清净比库，我们立刻要忏罪，在这个决议之下，就可以做这个无菩萨塔仪式。
Now the persons which are to be avoided, to be excluded, there is a list, Vajaniya Bugala. So there is a list on the left, and it gives the whole 21 persons which had to be excluded from the Patimokkha ceremony. Okay, it says if a bhikkhu or bhikkhus, as called, perform an upasana with three Okkhipanya monks. There are three Okkhipanya monks, there are three types of Okkhipanya monks. Three types of Okkhipanya monks, suspended monks.
Okay.
He accused Pachiti.
Accused Pachiti?
He falls into Pachiti offense.
Falls into Pachiti offense.
Okay. Or these monks fall into Pachiti offense.
Okay. And then? Force, this monk falls into Pachiti offense.
Course, because it is not only on, if a bhikkhu performs on a posa, but you can see plural, we can put a bhikkhus. Mm-hmm. All the bhikkhus, if they know that they are it's called three times any Okkhipanya monk within their hatapasa,
mm-hmm.
and they carry on the opposite ceremony with him, all the bhikkhus on cue fall into Pachiti offense.
Is Pachiti, which Pachiti? I think it's Dukkatan.
No, Okkhipanya monks, this is about Pachiti number 83 or something like that, which is about Aritta Bhikkhu, the Aritta, Abhiyata Bhikkhu, where it's suspended, no?
Okay.
And the Buddha prohibited monks to sanvasa, to live together with him, to be together with him, to eat with him,
okay.
And let alone to, it's called, to be within, or opposite with him, to carry on opposite ceremony with him.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore now, these bhikkhus, all monks, therefore, who participate doing something with such a bhikkhu,
mm-hmm.
so they fall into offense, into okay. Pachiti offense.
Okay. Now, 共同送解的话，那么他如果他明知道这个，然后共同送解，那就犯了巴吉利亚。关于这个二十一种不明白处罪，大家可以参考一下那个中文版《戒律法大纲》的第三页，表四，二十一种应该排除者，第三页表四。Okay,
now for the other 18 persons, a bhikkhu can fall into dukkha offense. Okay, now for the other 18
persons, a bhikkhu can fall into dukkha offense. 然后跟其他的那十八种应该排除者共同送解的话，就犯恶作。
Now all these persons are altogether 21.
Mm-hmm.
Now the number, first one is lay people, gahatta.
Mm-hmm.
Any lay people who are within hatapasa.
Mm-hmm.
Hatapasa means, here it says 1.5 cubits.
Mm-hmm.
That is also controversial. Okay.
Okay. So how do you calculate this hatapasa?
Now what is hatapasa? Okay. According to the commentaries, hatapasa is 2.5 cubits. 2.5.
That's offering hatapasa, according to this book.
Yes, but you see, offering or no offering, the commentaries are not giving any distinction.
Okay.
Now, this 1.5 hatapasa, it is from single glossaries.
Okay, okay.
Some single glossaries called, they are called Gandhipadas.
Uh-huh.
Gandhipadas are glossaries who explain difficult terms. And be written by different hands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And one Kandipada, it says like that. During the upasana, monk should sit within 1.5 cubits.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no any other book which mentions like something like that.
Mm-hmm.
During Buddha Gosa's time, these Kandipadas have not been written.
Okay.
They have been written much later in Sri Lanka.
Okay. By
different hands, and one hand has written like that, therefore now they have been mentioned in one sub-commentary called Sarata Dipani, who mentions this, just mentions it.
Uh-huh.
Whether it approves or not, there is no any detail. Some detail like that.
Uh-huh.
This Kandipada is being shown like that.
Uh-huh.
Saratatipani just reports this Kandipada.
Uh-huh.
It does not give any approval or disapproval, just reports.
Uh-huh.
And then some teachers who read today, okay, Saratatipani tells like that, but it's not Saratatipani who tells like that, it says that this is for this Kandipada.
Uh-huh.
This Kandipada tells like that,
uh-huh.
which has been written much later than Buddha Gaya's life. In the Middle Ages, right? So, and some now teachers, they read this and so forth, only many they accept.
Mm-hmm.
Accept one of Hatapasa. They have to be very close and so forth. But during Buddha's time, before Bodhaghosa's time,
mm-hmm.
so then Hatapasa means 2.5 cubits.
So
therefore now, this is also how some teachers try to make it more strict, to put things, monks together like that.
But I saw in the Vinaya exam papers, I think they try to make a difference between Hatapasa and offering Hatapasa. There are some questions like that.
They try to do, but there is no any... This information comes from Kandipada.
Mm-hmm.
On Kandipada. It says purely Patimokkha, it should be like that.
Mm-hmm.
So then... and this is now it become a standard now.
But can you little bit explain how to what is 1 cubit from here to here?
You want to explain what I told them?
Yes, because you want to explain Hatapasa, no? So they don't know even cubit, so you have to explain cubit also.
Now, Hatapasa is measured
mm-hmm.
from this bone here.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the elbow bone
mm-hmm.
up to the tip of this. The longest finger, which is this longer, middle finger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is one Hatapasa.
Hatapasa.
It's called 1 cubit.
1 cubit. Okay.
1 cubit.
Okay, I will explain to them. 张老师呢，他这个地方关于一臂这个问题，他说实际上如果只看艺术的话呢，这个一臂的长度实际上应该是2.5万尺。 然后一万尺的话，实际上是从这里从中指尖，一直到肘这个地方，这样成为一万尺。
From this bone, no.
This
not from this one.
Okay. This bone.
Yeah, this bone.
对，这块有两牙。哦，对，他说这个肘这地方有两块骨头，从这个骨头开始算，然后这个骨头从这个骨头算是那个到中指尖这个地方算是一万尺，然后。 那个一臂的话，应该是2.5万尺，5万艺术的话，他说，但是我们这本书，包括考试这样，可能都会按1.5万尺算。他说，就普通，他说，他这按照这本书上，就是说那个考试大纲上，就是一臂正常情况下应该算1.5万尺，然后只有在那个手术食物的时候才按2.5万尺算，这是这本《自立大纲》上。他说这个说法，这个说法实际上是过于严格。他说艺术那个佛印尊者艺术的本来不是这么说的。 他说这个说法是出自一本中世纪的西班牙语书叫 《堪蒂帕达》里边出现这个说法，就是说那个就是在乌巴萨塔日的时候，那个一个两个比库之间距离不应该超过1.5万尺，出现这个说法，但是艺术里边并没有这说法。然后后来呢，就是在一本附注里边，就是那个究竟灯那个。 究竟一灯里面，他提到了这种说法，说有些人认为一臂的距离应该是1.5万尺，他只是提到了这种说法，但是并没有任何证说，而错，就只是提到有些人认为一臂距离应该是1.5万尺，但是现在很多交界的人都认为这个。
一臂距离应该是1.5万尺，所以说现在你看我们这边乌波萨塔日它这个一臂，实际上也是按照1.5万尺来算的，因为实际上如果按2.5万尺来算的话，其实不需要考虑那么近，反正但是这个考试可能是按1.5，那这样。那就是说，手术是2.5万尺，这个是没有，
没有意义的，对。
这个距离是内侧骨还是啊？对，它必须是外侧。
So he's asking the bone. Okay. He said he's just some question about the bone, whether it's the inner side bone or outer side bone.
It's inner bone because now usually, if we measure something, how long it is, you can't see this bone. From this side, you can see only this bone. Okay. So if I want to measure, for example, how long this table is. Okay? I have to measure like that, no?
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
I can't. It's difficult to see this bone. Okay. Okay, this is practical, more practical to use like that. I measure from here and I'll see whether you want to spend but now if the exams a question comes what is the difference between the these two hatapasas, while offering, what is a hatapasa? While in the Patimokkha, what is a hatapasa? Mm-hmm. You know, to pass the, to get good marks, you have to write 2.5 cubits for offering and 1.5 cubit for curing the sima, curing the sima ceremony, post the ceremony.
然后那个张张张张说在考试时如果问他们问你这两张这两种比一比一比的区别的话就是那手手手手一比和其他一比的区别哈还是按那个一点二五二二点五来的，因为他们是同样的概念。Okay,
to get good marks for the exams.
So then, now
if the question comes, what is the measurement of hatapasa during the Patimokkha recitation? And what is the measurement of hatapasa during offering? Usually the answer it is, for the Patimokkha recitation is 1.5 cubits. And for offering is 2.5 cubits. So, and you get good marks. But if you want to get bad marks, then you tell the opposite, something like that. But as I told you now, this information about 1.5 cubit comes from the glossary. This could have been written much later than the commentaries. So then this becomes standard now.
And then, excuse me, glossary, you say?
Glossary.
Glossary. Glossary, glossary. It is like a book who gives definition of words.
Yes, from Pali literature or later?
English word, glossary.
Glossaries have been compiled even before Buddha Gosa. There were some small glossaries. But these glossaries had been written, most of these glossaries have been written in the Middle Ages. Middle Ages means much longer, maybe 500 years, 600 years after Buddha Gosa.
Oh, they developed something like a dictionary or glossary.
Like a dictionary.
Okay.
It's called... glossaries are books actually who define the word. Does not give... now, dictionaries translate words. Translate words from one language to the other. But these glossaries are Pali language glossaries, like English dictionaries. They give an English word, they try to define this word. They give definitions. Definitions of this. What means hatapasa? And it means, and some, they have been written by different hands. Those days there was no copyright. And everybody would put his own information there. And they have been preserved now in leaves like that. And they'll be found, and then someone started using these Gandhis. And these some commentators relied a lot of these Gandhis, Gandhipadas, these glossaries, in order to write sub-commentaries. Because commentaries, sub-commentaries also have this kind of tendency to give definitions. If there's a word, they give definition about that. Now, these Gandhipadas actually started by giving these definitions, copying from there, and put in alphabetical order. Alphabetical order. Now, hatapasa, if you want to find what hatapasa, we have to see according to the alphabetical order in that book, to find what hatapasa is. That's why it's called glossary, like dictionary, according to the alphabetical order. Now in the commentary is how to find hatapasa, there is no alphabetical order. You get lost. If you want to find again, it goes under the sikapata, the asikapata is lost. Now these glossaries, they keep alphabetical order. If some word you want to see, just open in that, under H, for example. Wow. And then you can find all these words what come under H, what definition you think. So this has been compiled much later, and usually they try to imitate Sanskrit books.
Okay.
Yeah, because Indian literature and Sanskrit literature was more in India was more popular because they had been used by the government, and they already compiled their scholars, Sanskrit scholars who already compiled Sanskrit dictionaries. Most of the Pali dictionaries, they follow Sanskrit dictionary. It's a model. Okay, definitions are different, of course, but they keep the model of the Sanskrit dictionary. So somebody has written this information during the Sima, we have to sit in 1.5 qubit like that, and then now it becomes standard.
他说那本是很长时间，有西汉文人编了一本词典，然后那个词典这不同作者是什么？他说不同词典，可能是不同作者编写，然后自己是编写不知道，然后他说这次的编排题材是。
Okay, now the people who had to be avoided, Vajaniya Bukula, to be excluded from the opposite ceremony, you can find them in this list. In page 8, the first is about lay people. They can't be within Hatapasa, 1.5 cubits. But they can be outside 1.5 cubits, which they can very close by.
Okay.
Usually you don't keep lay people so close. Okay. So then, and the Pikuni, a nun, Sikamana, female Trini, Samanera, a novice, Samaneri, female novice, Sikappa Chakatu, one who has given up the training, that means one to disrobed. Andimma Vatu Ajapanu, who has fallen to the last, I call it this, last heavy offense like that, which is Parajika offense. Appatya Dasano Kitago, one who has been suspected for not seeing an offense, not a fault. It's an offense. This is apati, no? It says apati. It translates a fault. You can see?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Now, here, these are the three, we have number 8, 9, and 10. Okay, are the three people who are called suspended. Suspended people. And by not seeing the offense, and this is apati apati kame o kitago, one who has paid for not making amends for the offense. And there is papikaya, not papikaye, is wrong, papikaya. Ditya apati nisage o kitago, one who has suspended for not relinquishing a wrong view. Wrong views, like Aritago had a wrong view, that was on Piku. With some wrong views, and he did not relinquish him after three admonitions. Usually, the Sangha can't suspend a monk without advising once, twice, and thrice. On the third time, if he does not relinquish that view, then only the Sangha has the right to suspend him. So,
刚才说的还是下面开始解释这个二十一种因为来说者，第一种是那个在家居士，然后第二种比库尼，第三种是沙摩那，就是虚幻女，然后第四种是那个沙摩尼那，第五种那个舍弃者，这是这将是指的是已经换俗的人，然后那个破戒者是指那个已经犯了八大戒盖的人。 然后那个因不见罪而下面下面三种都是被举罪的人，就刚才说的被举罪的人，不这里分三种，第一种是因为不见罪，就是不承认自己犯了罪这种，他被举罪；第二种是因为他犯了罪以后拒绝忏悔，拒绝忏悔而被举罪的；第三种是因为不舍弃那个恶见被举罪的人，他说在佛陀时代有曾经有个这有一个这样的比库，因为不舍弃恶见被举罪，就是那个。 阿里达比库，他说这个
这个不舍弃恶见被举罪，一般来说，像这种像这种圣餐要对，不光是不舍弃恶见，就是见罪、忏罪和舍弃恶见这三个被举罪的话，圣餐要对一个比库进行举罪，一般要进行三次正式的宣告。然后正式宣告，如果三次正式宣告中，他仍然拒绝见罪或者忏罪或者是拒绝舍弃恶见的话，这样就圣餐才能正式的进行举罪，是这样。
So then, number 11 is pandaga. It's called sexual deviance. Yeah, there are six kinds of pandagas. These are people who are disqualified for high ordination. So, and then number 12, Deyasan Vasakam, who takes the rope by himself. And he is Deya Sanvasika, means by theft. There's by theft. And he lives together with monks, Sanvasaka. He lives together with monks by theft. Okay. Number 13 is missing it. Tityapakandaka, who has gone over to another sect, another religious sect, while still a bhikkhu. That's called. And Tirachanakato is an animal. Who took the form of a human. Okay. And Mahatukataka is a matricide who has killed his mother. Pitukataka is a monk who has killed his father. Parricide. And Arahatakataka, he is a bhikkhu who has killed an arahat. Bhikkhunidosaka, who has rapes bhikkhuni, a nun, a bhikkhuni. So Sanghabhedaka is schismatic, who has done split the Sangha. Lohitupadaka is an endurer of a Buddha. And then Upadupriyanjanaka, a hermaphrodite. So then these are also a sexually deviant person. So, these people have to be excluded from Padimokkha, are not entitled to participate in the Padimokkha while the monks are within Hatapasa. That's called within Hatapasa of the monks. Sorry.
John Lang说的这些是圣贤几种，然后那个第一个就是黄门，他是黄门可以进一步细分为六种黄门。然后他说，但是不管哪一种方面，方面是不能达上的，然后也不能在这个紫云松戒僧团的一臂之内。然后下一种是贼术者，就是那个没有经过那个达上干嘛，然后自己冒充是可以比库这种人。然后下面一种以比库身份归入外道者，然后再下一种是那个畜生，而这个地方畜生是指那种那个化成人形的畜生。那个不就是他本身是个畜生，但是他变成个人形来参加这个干嘛？然后那种下面两种是杀父杀母，然后是那个杀阿罗汉，然后强暴比库尼的，然后是破和僧的，然后最后是出破身血的这个人，然后最后是一种是二根者，就是兼有男性女性生殖器官。
冒充比丘的人如何去鉴别？是靠鉴别吗
？So he's asking how to.How to find out if a monk who is a Teyasan Vasaka? How to find out? Shall we ask this monk to show his certificate or something?
Yes, now, you see, those days actually such people have been found by asking them, who is your teacher? Who has ordained you? Uh-huh. Why you have been ordained? Now we have certificates on. Certificates, but there are fake certificates and also. So therefore, now it's difficult to find these people sometimes. Once I met a Japanese who took up the ropes himself. He went to the shop, took up the rope himself, and he was living in monastery. So I waited him to go to sleep in hotels because it's free accommodation in the monastery, no? Free food, free accommodation.
Okay.
So then he was living in the monastery, pretending to be a monk. Okay, go into it.
他说这种在古时候呢，如果对贼术者这种东西鉴别，一般是上去问他说你的戒师是谁？ 然后你在什么地方受戒的啊、这样，然后现在的话我们可以用这个出家证明。他说但是出家证明这东西其实也是可以作假的，所以说其实有时候很难鉴别。他说他曾经遇到一个贼入者，就是一个日本人，然后那个来寺院，然后他因为他不想住宾馆，因为宾馆要花钱，所以他自己穿上袈裟，然后到寺院里面吃免费的住宿，就这样。
对what about Mahayana monk? Is it considered number 13 types?
So it means the
Theravada.
Mahayana monk.
No, if he has been ordained under his now Titipagana must know that he's a monk who has been ordained, regular monk.
Yes.
Regular monk means Theravada monk or something like that, according to Theravada tradition. He has been ordained with valid ordination. His ordination is valid.
Uh-huh.
But then he changed his mind. He wants to go to another sect. Another means even Mahayana or Hinduism, Hindu sect or Muslim or Christian sect and so forth. And then and he does not inform other monks that I want to change. While in robes, he goes and, without informing the Sangha, he goes and joins the other sect. He becomes a Muslim, he becomes a Christian, he becomes a Hindu, he becomes a Mahayana. So therefore, that monk is Titiyapakandaka. Titiyapakandaka. He has gone to another sect without informing the Sangha, while being a regular monk. Therefore, his ordination completely becomes cancelled. High ordination becomes cancelled. And he can't get high ordination again. He becomes completely disqualified to get a high ordination again. So, yes, sir. So therefore, no, if he informs the Sangha, no problem. He can go anywhere. Because he has to tell the Sangha that I want to become Muslim, I want to become a Christian, Hindu. Okay, go, no problem. But this monk, he feels, as called, while he is monk, regular monk, he does not inform the Sangha, he does not inform his Upajaya, his Acharya, or some his other monks. And he smuggles himself and becomes different. And after the Sangha finds out that he became, without our knowledge, he changed his sect, he became a ruler. Therefore, that is something which is a disgrace for the whole Sangha. They will tell him, okay, that, you know, the Buddha allowed such people to disqualify him for, to become. But such people, they lose the Upasambhata status automatically. And then if they want to ask Upasambhata again, high ordination, they can't get the ordination. So then, therefore now the whole procedure is like the same word, disrobing, no? Disrobing. So then if one disrobes in a regular way, one informs other monks and disrobes, then I can go do anything. He can go and marry, he can do whatever, no problem. If he come back, he can get high ordination again. No problem. He can get again high ordination because he already informed the Sangha, is no problem. But he wants to disrobe. Okay, no problem. He can disrobe, okay. But if he, for example, does not inform the Sangha, does not anybody, and he goes and he marries without informing. So then he comes back and wants to have a happy nation here. Then she can't eat.
But in the Mahayana case, so to join the Mahayana means to get the Mahayana Pabaja or Mahayana Upasampa. But if you just wear Mahayana robes and live in the Mahayana temple, that is not considered joining the Mahayana. No?
But you embrace their views, no? Mm-hmm. Their views. Uh-huh. They have different views.
Uh-huh.
You embrace the views. It is not only the
ritual.
Physical aspect. It is a mental aspect also.
Okay.
Titiyapakandaka means you go without informing the Sangha,
uh-huh,
that you want to become a Mahayana monk.
Uh-huh.
You don't tell anybody.
And you actually accept this Mahayana view about Dhamma Vinaya, something like that.
Yes, that's why you join them. You want to join. Actually, it's the mental aspect. Now, you just want just to visit the Mahayana temple. Oh, let me stay for 3 days here and see how the ceremonies they do.
Mm-hmm.
So that is completely different intention.
Mm-hmm.
The intention is to embrace the ideas. You embrace the ideas, the beliefs, and think Theravada is of no use for me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to become Mahayana.
Mm-hmm.
But on the same time, you don't inform your bhajai, you don't inform your sangha and so forth. So you change. And in that case now, your Theravada Upasamhata gets cancelled automatically. And if you want to come back again to get it again, you can't. So I think there was on we had the case for a foreigner who did something like that. And when he came, this organization did not give him higher admission.
He can
become a samana.
He can become samana. Can I get something?
Not for that.接受了那个外道见解，包括那个大乘，包括那个印度教，包括那印基督教伊斯兰教等等其他宗教，接受了他们的信仰，然后认同他们信仰，但是如果你通知僧团的话，那这个就算作已比丘声闻归入外道，但是如果你通知僧团，那就无所谓，那就不算这种，因为派出的人，然后但这种人他在你从你归入外道那天起，你的比丘声闻就不存在了，然后这种人你。 不能在这上头菩萨里边那个搭讪，但是可以出家成为沙弥尼佛。同时接受这种外道的思想。不认同原先的思想。就是他没有舍弃，然后接受这个。对，你想问什么？嗯，感觉清楚。你们有问题吗？
你先说啊，就是想问那个贼住的问题啊，就是帮王沙玛尼拉呢，可能可能有这种说法，就是洗澡的时候，就是身上的袈裟，身上没有衣服，这个时候那个沙玛尼拉身份就丧失了啊，然后再穿上袈裟就是贼住了啊，再加上袈裟会不会贼住这个情况？再一个呢，就是帕布沙玛尼拉，我回国了去旅行嘛，我这个时候呢，把袈裟脱掉，换上军士的衣服。
So he's asking there are two cases for samanera. So for example, one samanera while taking bath, removed all his robes, and then after the bath, he put on his robes again. This is one case. Another case, one samanera went back to his home country for travel, and before the travel, he removed his robes. And wear the coat. And after he came back, he again wear his robes. So for these two cases, is this samana considered as a teza vasaka? In these two cases?
First case of all, he is not teza vasaka at all. First case.
First case.
So then, samana is what? That's called, it depends on the intention again. I guess it is, you can't tell because what is the intention? For example, in that country maybe he did it with the intention that he will not embarrass his parents, will not embarrass other people, that's why he removed his robes and just to pretend that he's a normal labor and so maybe for it depends on the intention. But not with intention completely to renounce his samana. Okay, so then if he comes back again, of course, he's accepted. He's accepted. If he follows, wants to follow the rules and all the procedures and so forth for a samanera, he's accepted. So for now, it depends on the intention. But if his intention is just, I will reject my status of a samanera. So then, I don't want to be a samanera anymore. He already rejected it. And after he was lay clothes and so forth for 1 month or 2 months, or for even 1 day, good enough. So then he comes back and then he changed his mind. He gets fed up with that life. So he comes back and he puts on his robes. And then he pretends to be a normal samana. Of course, he is there as a samana.
他说这两种情况实际上是都要看你的动机的，就是说如果说你的，如果比方说他说第一种情况一般来讲肯定都不是以那个实际上买单身份动机，所以说肯定一般来说都不是随手。他说第二种情况要看你的动机，比方说你当时那个脱掉家长的时候动机就是要舍弃我上马尼拉身份，我就是不想当上马尼拉了，我就想回过一段时间去世中国，哪怕一段时间去世中国，那这个情况下你上马尼拉身份失去，然后你再重新上脚上，那就算贼住。但是比方说你有这种，比方说你回去以后你知道你回去如果穿这个袈裟，你会给你父母招来很多麻烦，那这个情况你暂时脱掉袈裟，因为你并没有那个意愿去舍弃上马尼拉身份，所以上马尼拉身份并没有失去，所以也不算贼住。
啊，这个时间有没有规定？还是？
没有规定，时间没有规定，对，就完全是你动机决定。只要你的动机是舍弃上班男身份，那你的身份就失去。你没有那个动机，你就不会失去上班男身份。
我想问一下，就是说，我们今天是大乘哪种思想，所以进入是外道？这个，因为我自己心中也有个答案，我是因为这个东西，
大乘是
哪种思想？
So he is asking that just now you explained about this Titiya Pakantaka. So Titiya Pakantaka, you said that one who accepts the Mahayana idea while still being a regular Theravada bhikkhu is considered as this kind of person. While still being a regular Theravada monk, he accepts the Mahayana idea, then he is considered this kind of person, Titiya Pakantaka. Right? Just now you explained.
Pakandaka means he goes and lives together with him. No?
Lives together with
him? Yeah, now, you see, a Theravada monk, for example, he might read books inside the monastery about Mahayana and thinks, oh, how wonderful ideas. Theravada is completely useless for me. He thinks like that. He gets a ditti. Ditti and so forth. That is a different thing. But he does not leave the Theravada monastery. He lives inside the monastery. He goes and eats with Theravada monks. Uh-huh. Only inside now, he has different ideas. Uh-huh. So he does not show, he does not react, does not show anything so forth about his change of ideas. Uh-huh. But still, he does not go anywhere. He lives with other monks. He is not Titiya Pakantaka. Uh-huh. He did not join with other Mahayana monks to live together with him. So far, he can't be regarded as Titiya Pakantaka. But you can tell him that he has a kind of ditti, like a wrong view. And he, if he tries to propagate, to convince other Theravada monks also to embrace his views, of course, there are other procedures how to deal with these monks. We don't regard as Titiya Pakantaka. Pakantaka, who left the monastery, Theravada monastery, or Theravada order, and went to live together with another Mahayana monastery, one of the other Mahayana monks later.
So for the identification of this kind of Pakantaka monk, Pakantaka monks, two conditions must be satisfied. One is the mental aspect. He actually accepted their ideas. And the other thing is, physically, he must be living together with them.
Yeah.
Okay.
He leaves the monastery. He leaves the monastery and so forth. He goes and lives together with him. He associates with him, starts associating with him.
他说这个问题实际上两个还是要去的，就是说一方面你是确实接受他们境界，另一方面你要离开圣德布寺院，跟大乘寺院跟大乘那些人住在一起，两个条件都满足的时候，因为还比方说如果心这个条件不满足，比方说你只是去大乘寺院访问一下，再住三天，这也不算归入外道。但是必须你接受他们境界，然后你去跟他们共住。
境界
接受他们境界，然后你整然后你离开这圣德布寺院去跟他们共住。这两个人都满足的时候，就算归入外道。然后他说，然后整听先生张老说，张老刚才说，就是比方说你在圣德布寺院里边，然后看到一本大乘书，然后说然后觉得这个大乘经典很好，圣德布寺院的都没什么用处。然后你然后这个事儿呢，你被称为这个具有邪见的，但是你并不是属于归入外道。比方说这种人，然后你有这种邪见之后，甚至你像这个同一个寺院跟其他比不劝说，圣德布观点不好，还是大乘观点好。但即使是这种情况，也不能算是归入外道。但是在这种情况，僧团会有处置的办法，但是这种人还不能算归入外道，因为你还没有离开上座布寺院。
我想问的就是说，上佛老大乘的如来藏，
So he's asking for. So he's asking for accepting what kind of idea can we consider that this person is a Titiya? For example, he mentioned some example like this person, for example, he read a Mahayana book and accepted there is actually an Atman, there is actually a soul like that. So if he accepts such an idea and went to Mahayana, so if he accepts such an idea, then can we consider him as a Runditi? And if he actually went to another monastery, was a Mahayana monastery, then he's considered a Titiya. So that means, what is the standard of the view he's asking?
No, there is no standard. He just accepted that it was more easy for him to be with Mahayana monks, and he feels comfortable with them. Maybe they eat better food than us. Whatever the case, now, because the main thing is,
he goes over now. He goes over to another sect, while still a bhikkhu.
He might go because of he gets better robes. Because whatever the case is, he likes them more. Uh-huh. And he thinks Theravadas are low kind of people. I don't want to associate with them. These are my high class people. I want to associate with them. And he does want to form his upajaya, preceptor, and what's called, that he wants to change now from Theravada to Mahayana. The reason can be different, can be ditti, can be also for greed for more food, whatever the case is, he wants to change. So therefore, the mental aspect is to change, to go without informing. He secretly goes. It is a secret aspect which actually interferes. Now, if he informs his precept, no problem, he can go. But he does it secretly, and it is actually the bad thing. It's not that he changed his views for whatever reason. It is that he does it secretly.
Okay. 那你那都算是一种境界。他说不光是你说那些，比方说你在这个上座部寺院待着，就上座部这个寺院吃的好，还他那他那他当然寺院吃的好。你或者说你大唐三藏比上座部寺院好看，我那我去大唐三藏比上座部寺院好看，我那我去我其他寺院那也算是一种什么归入外道。就算你其实你不懂什么大乘念，你一直觉得人吃的好，或者说你大唐三藏比上座部寺院好看，我那我去我其他寺院那还是一种什么归入外道。
So then I will give a summary now what we have talked about all this time. So we have concentrated on page 8, no? Page 8 about the duties to be done before the upasana. And we have explained each item of these duties, like sweeping and putting the lamp and so forth, and all together, how many? 9? 14, no? 14 items. If you count them all together, we explained 14 items. And we explained also about these people who have to be excluded from the upasana. And once these requirements are there, only, then the Sangha can carry out the Patimokkha recitation. So this has to be checked. Therefore now, tomorrow we'll see how a monk has to ask questions in front of the Sangha, that everybody listens and knows whether the sweeping has been carried on, whether the light has been carried, has been put in on, and so forth. And ultimately, whether there are people to be excluded are not present. This has to be checked by two monks. So then, and other monks have to listen, to be aware, are we pure in this? Are other people within us which are Parajika monks, or Paniya monks, or lay people, a bhikkhuni maybe? We check, maybe bhikkhuni with us, maybe samaneri, or like that. We have to check. An animal, so animal, cats also can be. If there's a cat,
cats who approach us,
who come here, Sometimes with some monks they like cats, no?
Yes, they bring
the cats inside.
Yes.
The dogs, small puppies. So this has to be excluded. They have to check everything from every aspect. And now the time, quarter today is actually the opposite day. We may have gone wrong. They have to count the days. Maybe it is not the opposite day. We have gone wrong and we have to check whether it is correct or not. So these things have to be all the time, as called, looked, as called to it, so that everything is correct. And we'll learn tomorrow how two monks have to interrogate and the other extra monk. Other monks, they will have to check whether these monks reply in the correct way.
Okay.
Because in that case also now other monks have to tell. Now for example, sometimes the monk who replies tells there are only 10 monks here. There are other monks who tell, no, there are 15. Not 10. They have to correct him. So therefore every monk has the responsibility to check whether this information is correct or not. So then, like Chanda Parisuddhi, did that monk give his consent, did not give his purity? Other monks also should know. Other monks should know means they have to follow up. Okay, that monk is did not come because of this reason. He falls sick. This can be verified or cannot be verified. Other monks can verify that.
Okay.
They are witness, well, actually the monk falls sick or he wants just to, it's called to run away like that. So,
这张老板，我们今天这个今天学的就可能今天学可能做一个总结，就是说我们今天那个主要学的那个无菩萨他日的举行之前这些义务和条件，就那个先讲无菩萨他之前的修正的义务，像那个扫帚灯水作为这是菩萨前的工作，还有那个菩萨前的义务，欲欲清净即觉先告，即善比即善比护人数，还有戒戒比护尼。然后那个，然后这张老板刚刚又讲了这个无菩萨他的这种这种这种这种必要条件，那一个是这个时间适合。 是菩萨日，然后那个比库图所格的比库，然后没有通分罪，然后没有二十一种因为排除者，然后我们今天去详细讲这个二十一种因为排除者是哪二十一种，然后张老师特别讲的是二十一种因为排除者里边包括了动物，所以说如果有些比库的喜欢想毛小狗的话，那个想毛小狗是不能在那个僧团的那个一臂之内的。 然后是那个，就是张老师，我们明天的课程会讲这个，就是他那个诵戒之前，他其实是会有一个问答，那个比库是要互相问答，那个一个比库问，就是那个一个比库要一次问这条是不是已经满，这条是不是已经满足了，然后另一个比库进行回答，然后那个这个具体的问答过程，我明天会学，然后在这个问答过程中那个。 所有比库都有义务去检查这个问答里边贴空信息是不是正确，比方说，那里边那个比库那个回答，比如说我们现在那个在场的比库是10个，然后实际参加比库人数是15个，那这个时候就那个那就有人都有义务站上说，我们实际上比库是15个，你这个数字是错的。再比如说那个语域的问题，那个比方说这个回答人说某某比库，他因为病不能参加乌波萨他。 他在这个乌波萨他语域，那么所有比库都应该在场的比库都应该知道并且了解这个事实，确认这个事实，就是说这个比库确实能够至少应该知道，就是这个比库确实是因为病不能参加乌波萨他，他们是有这个义务。好。
Okay, then we'll continue tomorrow.
然后我们明天继续上。